as you know, part of the mission of JTF CapMed is to close Walter Reed, move the work and the workforce into these two fabulous hospitals, one at Bethesda, one at Fort Belvoir, and create an integrated healthcare delivery system for the region. So a huge part of that effort is keeping that skilled workforce at Walter Reed until the mission is done there, and then moving them and integrating them into the workforces at these two new hospitals, where they're going to form, you know, almost a majority of the workforce in these two hospitals. So we have 2,200 civilians plus a number of contract support at Walter Reed. About 1,500 of those civilians are heading for Bethesda, about 700 down to Belvoir, and those numbers shift a little bit just as work goes back and forth. And the idea is that it will take some time. It won't happen on day one, but these folks have one of the most sort of honorable missions in the entire department, and that is taking care of wounded warriors and the other beneficiaries in the system. So we want them glad to come to work and happy to provide care to those people.
That adds an extra wrinkle to what you're doing. We've talked to a lot of folks fulfilling a lot of BRAC missions this week, but you're not only moving your employees, the 1,500 to Bethesda, the 700 to Belvoir, you're moving patients too, and you're moving people in some cases that are in very fragile situations health-wise. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm not so much a part of that. I know there was another interview.
Talk about the response that you got as far as the moving. We understood initially that the Pentagon was expecting about 50% of the employees BRAC-wide that were going to be relocated to actually move with their organizations. And in hindsight, it looks like that number is much higher. What have you seen?
Higher here in the region, Francis?
Yes.
Or higher overall in the region?
Both.
Well, I think it's because the mission didn't get smaller here. A lot of base realignment and closure, the sort of sometimes the mission is reframed. There are many efficiencies that are held in consolidating. And while that's the case here, certainly there will be some efficiencies. There are more and more beneficiaries to be cared for. These two hospitals have the capacity of the former facilities that existed. So the workload remains the same. In addition to that, again, because of the special skills of many of these people, we were very anxious not to have people leave and then have to go out and look for others with those skills. So we've gone to a great deal of trouble with the Guaranteed Placement Program to be sure that they know your job is not in jeopardy. Your work is moving to another location, but it's your work that requires your skills, and we need you to come with your work.
Talk about the logistics of getting those 1,500 people to Bethesda and the 700 to Fort Belvoir. What was involved with making the arrangements ahead of time so that there'd be a place for them to go to when their jobs were shifted?
Well, there's been continual screening, and the department heads, of course, have been involved in this. The folks that, the architects, the people doing the construction in the hospitals. We have special contracts that are just for purposes of the logistics of making sure that person A gets to the new location and has a suitable space and can begin working when they get there. So that's been, many spreadsheets, many different planners working together to make sure that down to the color coding of the boxes that move and the identification of whatever furniture will be moved, that it gets to the right location. Just a phenomenal effort.
What happened to the folks who did decide that they wanted to, that they didn't want to move with their jobs? What was the situation for them?
Well, truthfully, for purposes of this move so far, you hear some anecdotes about folks who have said, I don't want to go to the new location. Certainly, we've all heard that, somebody has announced they're not moving. But to date, there have been no formal notifications in response. We sent letters out last summer in June telling people your new position will be at Fort Belvoir. It'll be at the new Walter Reed, and it's the same kind kind of work and you're in this department. We had a pretty remarkable return rate in terms of people saying, yes, I want the job, or I don't want that location. I would like an opportunity to go to the other location if a position opens up there. So at least from our level, we've not seen resignations, not had people announce their intention not to go. Certainly there will be folks who will retire, you know, the folks that have been Walter Reed their entire careers and don't want to continue in the new locations. But by and large, we've had a very good response of people who want to continue supporting the delivery of warrior care in this region.
How does that process go when folks are looking at maybe the other place, as you mentioned, maybe I don't want to go to A, but I would rather go to B if something does become available?
Well, absolutely. We notified them when we gave them their notice of the location, future location, that if you don't want to go there, please let us know, sign this form, tell us where you want to go. We'll be putting those names on a list so that as vacancies occur, because, I mean, all organizations have turnover, whether they're BRAC or not. I mean, people leave constantly, and there's a continual hiring process. So what we do is, as vacancies open, we go to that list first. Before we ever try to advertise or recruit externally, we go first to what we call the mapped against preference list, and those people get the first shot at the job in their desired location. So we've been using that turnover to make adjustments as often as we can